Lessons from the late parshas by Yeshiv Chanukah. Habalein Latovah Shabbos Chanukah. What? Shabbos Chanukah normally mikates. Okay, it happens. My neighbor made a mistake and taught his son. He knew that his son's bar mitzvah parsha was the Shabbos after Chanukah, so he taught him Vayigash. And now he realizes this is bar mitzvah parsha. It's too late now. I mean, they realized it a few months ago, but it's too late now. Anyway, but it's Vayeshev this week, as well as Chanukah. And maybe we'll hop in a little Yat Kislev, even though our good Chabad friend isn't with us. But he told me to mention it, so we'll mention it. The Parsha Seinu. Oh, we have to talk maybe use do something about that. Okay, fine. We'll try to figure it out as well. Parshas Vayeshev. So, famously, everybody loves to comment on Vayeshev Yaakov. That Rashi says that what happened? He wanted to be Yoshev. He wanted to have a little shalva. He wanted to say like this, Yaakov, and went, it's such a hard life. Such a hard, all I do is running my whole life. Finally, that episode is over in my life. From the start of my life, I literally started out fighting with my brother inside the womb. He would go to Beit Avodah Zarah, punch me in the face. I can't take this anymore. I come out, I try to get there first. I'm actually called Yaakov for that reason. I pull back. My life is filled with this. I have to trick my father, run away. Then I got this loving guy. I think everything's over. And then, of course, you know, we make plans and Hashem laughs. There'll be no shalva at all because in a moment he's going to learn about his son and the sad story of his son being sold, the one that he loves. And it's interesting because Rashi gives two muscles and talks about the difference, of course. Muscle, the Margolis Shenafal says all the generations we see that Maisa Ova Siman Labana. Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, we spend a lot of time talking about what was going on there. And in fact, if I'm not mistaken, we'll spend the most time, because we'll have Vayeshev, Miketz, Vayigash, right, talking about Yosef, right? Because actually, Yitzchak, we really don't know much about. But Yosef is so he gives the example, Medrash Tanchuma, right? We don't know anything from Noach and on. We don't know anything about the people that lived in the generation, right? From Noach, we just learn about Avram. That's it. Everything skipped. And Adam Tanoch, the same thing. So he says it's like somebody's going in the sand, and we've seen this ads on, you know, TV sometimes. They're looking for treasures, and they're and they find nothing. And they find a few pebbles, and oh, they find the diamond in the rough. They can't believe they found the diamond. What do they do with all the pebbles? They throw in the garbage. I don't care. Mining for gold, the same thing, right? You find the gold, everything else dirt. They throw it out. So that's the thing over here. But then he gives a second example. The second example, beautifully said, is the example of like this. Says the Rashi, Vayeshev Yaakov. I have another. He says you have a person, Shehaya Nichnas. So he brings in all of his stuff, Nichnaso, Gamlav, Tonim, Pishtan. So he brings all of his Pishtan in, right? He got all of his wares, and he goes into a blacksmith, right? And the sparks are flying there by the blacksmith. And the blacksmith jokes him and says, you know, You spent thousands and thousands of dollars on all this material. You understand in 1 second, one of these sparks, boom, can go on top of one of your materials. Everything will go up in fire. He says, that's what happened over here. We understand, and I'm taking this a little bit further than Rashi takes it, but the spark, that little thing can change. I just had the schuss of spending time with one of my neighbors, Chaim Frankel. His father passed away this week, and I had the schuss of hearing amazing stories. And it's almost scary to me to hear the story of the fact that his father grew up from, unfortunately left the ways of Torah mitzvahs, was a guy who sat and learned in Chaim Berlin under the great Rav Hutner, and left Judaism. Went on to live a family, a Jewish family, a very committed family, but not the Torah mitzvahs. And his son, out of nowhere, if you will, becomes frum. Maybe not. There's nothing out of nowhere, right? He had some, obviously, relatives that were frum, and his father always celebrated Pesach, v'chulu. And then you see the full circle. His son now comes to move to Eretz Yisrael, moves to the best block in all of Eretz Yisrael, Rehov Yerushalayim, and starts to learn with a chavrusa with someone from the block of everything, Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Huttner, what his father's yeshiva, turned out to be his, my other friend, Yudi Axelrod's father also learned there. And now his father passes away, okay? And every comes full circle. Now the guy's sitting and learning Pachad Yitzchak, like his son should have before he left yeshiva. And this week's Mishpacha magazine, what's on the cover, scary? Rav Huttner's 40th year of site is this week. I was like, whoa, dude. That's the spark. You never know where the spark is coming from. You never know. So Yaakov is supposed to live b'shalva. And come on. Shalva? Yosef. Yosef. He's going to be the spark. And that's why the pasuk says, Eila told us right afterwards, Yaakov Yosef. Because it's through Yosef that Yaakov is going to continue the generations. Yosef is going to be something. It's interesting to note the following. I heard this actually last night, a memorial lecture from, there's a lot going on last night. A lot of Yaakov Kislev things going on. I happened to catch from a few days ago, the Wilds family, Rabbi Mark Wilds, the great leader of MJE. I thought he had a great vort. He had Senator Lieberman in memory of his mother's yurtzeit. So he said the following vort. He says, why is it, there's a lot of commentary on this, but why is it in last week's parsha, something that, you know, there's so much going on in Sefer Bereishis, like, you miss it. And when they greet Esav, they go in a different order. Each of them go to greet. So we see that it says that what happened? First you have a tigash gam Leah. Leah comes, v'yeladav. And then it says, v'yishtachvu. V'achar nigash Yosef v'rachel v'yishtachvu. Whoa! Mefarshim say, Rashi right away says, normally what happened, the mom comes and she said, oh, you know, Uncle Esav, you know, these are your nephews and nieces. But Yosef goes in front of his mom. Why? So one answer is, Rashi gives the answer because of he was afraid. His mother was very good looking. Everybody agrees he was protecting his mother in some way. And he didn't want, and to that Rashi says, he got the famous eye. It's hard to understand what that means, but we understand it, those that know. So he writes, and there, Shema, Yitalevo, Einav, Oisa Rashi. He didn't want it to have an Ayin Har on him, and there was Zocha Lebrachas, Ale Ayin. So anybody that knows any Sephardi people has heard the term, Ben Parat Yosef, Ben Parat Yosef, right? The eye, right? That's Yosef had this, he got the Bracha. But says Rabbi Wild, I got another answer for you. You know what? Why Yosef went in front? He was saying to Esav, remember the whole thing with the bracha, the bechor, the whole ganze geshev, everything? I'm the guy. I'm going to be the leader. I'm going to do what you were supposed to do. Yaakov was an ishtam Yosef ohalim. He didn't have it. Right? He had the shiluv. We spoke about it a few weeks ago. And he did it. He had the children, and he took one of these children. Says, you're going to be the leader. I'm going to live in the society of Egypt, a corrupt society, become the second most important person in the country and stay from. So much so, v'yisimcha Elokim ke'efrayim Menashe. The bracha in a few weeks from now that we'll get is the bracha we give our children. What a crazy bracha. Why don't I bless my kids? Yisimcha Elokim ke'afram Yisrael v'yakov. Efrayim Menashe lived a Jewish life in a secular society. It's possible. That's what he was telling Esau. But I want to go a step further. Yosef is going to be known as Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik teaches us what Yaakov unfortunately had to learn all too well. Yaakov had a tremendous amount of challenges in his life. The Shalva Chas V'Sholom doesn't mean what we think it means. He just wanted to sit back and relax and watch Netflix, right? That's not what it meant, right? Sometimes you need a little Shalva. It seems that this year, you know, oh, Nebuch, you're in quarantine, so sad. Let's give you off for a week, you know, you need time to unwind, right? Most guys aren't unwinding and opening up a sefer, right? It's a sad thing. I don't know, psychologically or whatever, I don't know. God knows, probably next week they're going to give you off again for Hanukkah, right? Oh, you need time. Oh, no, blah, 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 blah. Okay. Shut, sheer bad. Come on, stop. So what does it mean, Shalva? He wanted to finally have spiritual pursuits. You know, it's like the rabbis who say, you become rabbi of a shul. I never have, it's a joke. You never have time to learn. Guy never have time to learn.
There was a famous rabbi who, when he became rabbi, wrote in his contract that for an hour a day, I forgot what it was, an hour a day, you know, from 9:30 to 10:30 in the morning, no matter what's going on in the shul, nobody's allowed to bother him. He wanted to know that he would have one dedicated hour to have his own spiritual pursuit. So when some of the board members saw the stipulation, the contract, some of them said, we don't want to hire him. I said, why? Because obviously he doesn't know any Torah that he has to learn for an hour a day. It must mean he doesn't know enough. And he's like, no, you don't understand. You always got to be growing. You always got to learn more. We have Yeruchim. Yeruchim Levavitz, the great Mashgiach of Mir, says in his Sefer Das Torah that Yosef was going to be this child to be able to take over. You see, we need to elevate ourselves. We have many tests in life, says Rav Yeruchim. It's improper to focus on what happened, but how to move on from that. What's my next challenge? It wasn't important to him for him to be, to have serenity, right? Shalva means serenity. I don't want serenity now. I don't want to have that. I'm even Yavin. I don't want serenity now. I wanted to move on and say I had a challenge. Every occurrence makes you into a better person. You need to stop and reflect. What type of person am I after this challenge happened? How did I pass the test? Did I pass and elevate myself from this test? This is the test of COVID, obviously. Right? COVID, we're in the middle of COVID. Nobody ever thought it would be this long. And it's going to be with us for a long time. Now that they're talking about, oh, finally there's going to be a vaccine. God knows when we're actually going to actually see this vaccine, right? Unless we're someone special, right? We probably won't see it for a while. So what are we doing now to say, hey, this is what I did during COVID. I didn't make excuses. I finished this masechta. I started learning this. I started doing this. I started the chesed. My tefillah is better. That's the idea. We have to live for the future. We can't harp on what was. We can't say, well, you know, it was the beginning of COVID. I didn't have a shana, right? You're a perfect example of this. It's not my fault. I didn't have a shana aleph. I didn't have a shana aleph. But you have a shir bat. You have a shana bat now. What are you doing? Stop talking about what happened before. Jews live for the future. We should. It's this crazy thing. People don't realize this. Our religion doesn't believe to harp on the averus that we did. And just sit and wallow in the averus. I'm going to tell you a chiddush that I'm not supposed to tell you. Guess what? No matter what happened in your life, you had a Yom Kippur a few months ago. Seems like a long time ago. Right? Hashem is mechaper yovoinos then. For good or for bad, whatever it is, don't think about it. Don't think about what you did last year, what you didn't do last year. Move on! Right? I'm not looking. Don't waste your hands. There's one person in this room. I know it for sure. I could smell it. There's one person in the room that didn't come to Shachar this morning. One person. There's probably more. I'm just making it up. I smell it. Like the guy walks into the room and he says, I need a bracha. And the Rebbe says, you need a bracha? You don't even believe in your own tefillahs. What do you mean? Of course, Rebbe. What do you mean? Because you didn't go to Davin this morning. He says, how do you know I didn't go to Davin? I could smell it. Okay, I don't have that smell. Right? Somebody knew it. So now he's going to wallow in. This is like the Shana Aleph spiral. I didn't go to Shacharis this morning. I'm a horrible Jew, so I'm not going to sleep in my bed the rest of the day. It happens. No, we have to move on. Of Soloveitchik, in the Sefer attributed to him in the Parashah, I think it's Rabbi David Sefer, says that Yosef was known as Baal Chalamot. Somebody who has a dreamer sometimes gets dismissed by people. That's what the brothers. The brothers hated him because they thought he was dim-witted. They're not a smart guy. But often a dreamer are those that are the most gifted in the world. They have individuality. They're visionaries, leaders, innovators. Right? You have a guy, I don't know why I'm thinking about this lately. I just read a few articles about Elon Musk. Came up with this stupid idea, this Tesla idea. Right? Years ago. At least 7 years ago, something like that. And my son's friend's father, he's in the stock market. And he told my son, he goes, you want to use something good for your, you know, your bar mitzvah money? He said, invest in this new company called Tesla. I was like, what are you doing? So my son said, yeah, maybe I should put some money. I'm like, absolutely not. I'm very conservative in my investing. Too bad for my son listening to me. Yosef was an innovator. That spark that we just said, that spark, that was who he was. He was charismatic. He had a personality. The brothers couldn't take this. They wanted to squash it. The Soloveitchik extends. He talks about the Haftorah, Amos, learning from mistakes and moving on, meeting dreamers. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik would always say, and this parsha he says this as well, a Jew is born to be a dreamer. Jew is born, and it goes by what we believe, right? Sigmund Freud, he writes, says that a lot of dreams are based on what we think about during the day. So if you are a dreamer, you will have dreams of being a dreamer. You will come up with things and say, wow, life is not living in the past. What are my dreams? What is my future? Soloveitchik said, this is the gift of Hanukkah. The gift of Hanukkah is our struggle with the Greeks of saying, we're going to move past this. The number one thing he says they struggled with, the Jews, to be apart, was sexuality. They believed so much, the Greek culture, in sexuality. In fact, being naked in the stadiums, right, that was their thing. And that's where Bris Mila became a big, big challenge. Yosef had that challenge, of course, and he won the challenge. He's the Jew of exile. Remind us that we can live in Gullus and move on, move forward. I promise you I would quote something from the big Yat Kislev. Seems like this year everybody forgot when Yat Kislev was, because it extended for like 4 days already. Apparently it's continuing today. So the Baal HaTanya writes, if you are sad regarding spiritual matters, ready for this? Tell yourself, it's not the right time. Stop wallowing in your sadness. Not now. Not now. You need to have what's called Yishuv Hadas. Set a time when you're going to do that. Not now. You got to move on. Hashem realizes that you sinned. Move on. You have a broken heart, set a time to work on that during the day, not the whole day. You have to have a munah shleima that Hashem is Rav Slichos, and you have to move on. Most people think that tshuva, says Rav Bitterman, is moping over the past. And that's why the Medrash Rabbah tells us, V'ein ata ela lashon tshuva. Ata, lashon, now, ata with an ayin, implies tshuva isn't moping. It's about the now. It's about making the present better. There's a beautiful svas emes. We have to relate it to Hanukkah, of course. There's a beautiful svas emes. Svas emes asked a very interesting question. He says, why is it Itza ki hayivonim bikshu levatel bo chodesh Shabbos v'mila? The kasha, my Indian chodesh. Why chodesh? Mila, okay. Mila and Shabbos, maybe you can understand it. He says chodesh makes no sense to me. Why chodesh? We just said Mila made sense, right? Because that was the sexuality. You can understand Shabbos, why it bothered them. So he says, why? Says the Sfas Emes. V'gam guf bitul. What's so bad about it? So we see that one of the famous things the Greeks made the Jews do is take the ox's horn, yeah, and write, She'ein lahem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. Says the Sfas Emes. Seems to be a contradiction. Why? Because, says the Sfas Emes, what is it? What's the first words? That we have, She'ein lahem chelek b'elokei Yisrael. What does it prove? There is an Elokei Yisrael. I don't have a chelik in it, though. But there's an Elokei Yisrael. You just proved it. So why would they write that, says the Sfas Emes? The Yevanim didn't want people to think that I have a chelik in Elokei Yisrael. Dafka me! Adarabba! The tzaddikim have a chelik. They're the ones. They have an Elokei Yisrael. I don't, and therefore I should leave the religion. I have no chelik in that. I did so many averus. Ein lachem chelik. You're not precious, you're not unique. And therefore, what was the problem with Chodesh, says the Sfas Emes? Chodesh killed them, because Chodesh was one person, any person, even somebody who does Averos, can be Mekadesh the Chodesh. All I need is two regular people to be Mekadesh Chodesh. Wasn't only Tzadikim that were Mekadesh Chodesh? No! Anyone can! Wow. That killed them. That notion that anybody can be a Baal Eidus to be Mekadosh L'Chodesh. That's what the Sfas Emma says. And now we can understand this idea. Number one, why Dafka a shore? Obviously in Hashem's wisdom, the shore is, the ox always looks forward and never looks behind itself. That's what a Jew should always be doing. Rav Biderman gives a very good analogy. I like this analogy. You know the new Shabbos lamps? You know what I'm talking about. All right, so they have all these different versions of them, but basically it's a Shabbos lamp. You turn it on, the old version, and then you turn it around, and all of a sudden it's dark outside. It's dark in your room. Right? What unbelievable thing. Right? So if you're a little kid, you'd be like, wow, how did I shut the light off on Shabbos and Mutter? And you know the real answer. The light's always on. Says Rav Biderman, that's our neshamas. Our neshamas have that spark. It's glowing like you can't believe. It's blackened sometimes with us shutting it off. But it's always there. It's always on. The Baba Shri Rebbe taught this great idea of the spark of Chanukah. Chanukah is that light. Right? You light one candle and you light up the room. That's what Chassidus, the goal should be. And of course, Chabad brought this out like no other sect of Judaism. No other Chassidus for sure. You light a candle, it lights up the room. The story I told before, you never know the abilities that a person can have in changing things. Yosef HaTzadik will go through challenges like you can't believe. But through a Mechiras Yosef, through getting thrown in jail, right? The Eishes Potifar incident, right? Look what he's able to do. Look what he's able to accomplish. That's the story of Chanukah. That's what they want to take away from us. They want to take away this amazing ability, as Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used to point out as well. Elokai neshama bi tahorihi. We wake up in the morning and remind ourselves, my body is tahor. I'm born the opposite of what other religions believe. I'm born a pure soul. I'm not a damned soul and then I have to work on it. No. I'm the one who blackened it. But the light is always there. The spark is there. Remember the spark from Rashi's spark we originally said? The guy that brings in the... There's a spark there. There's the sand. You just have to find the diamond. We have to find that in ourselves and stop moping on what was. And yes, I said I would mention it and I'll mention it. Someone who makes a life decision and says, I'm going to work for the future of Klal Yisrael and join the army despite its challenges. Its challenges. My son is in exactly the same place you are, although he drafted a few weeks ago. And going in Mirtz Hashem in March. That's a check, right? When I was talking to my son about this, you guys will appreciate. I was talking to him about, you know, what... So he's thinking about trying out for Tzanchanim. And we're talking about the religious... The back and forth. He said, Abba, you don't understand. You know, I said, but can't you just be a jobnik? Can't you just be at the airport and go, next? You know, like, he says, Abba, you don't understand. This is a schus I have. A schus. It's a great thing to think of it like that. And you guys who made a decision, crazy in Rav Soloveitchik's way of saying, Yosef was crazy. Crazy is good. I say this all the time. You're going out in the work world, people should see you as the crazy guy in the office. He doesn't go to parties. He doesn't go to, yeah, you're the crazy guy in the office. Yes. Yosef was this crazy guy with dreams. You can imagine what the brothers thought of him. But that's being a dreamer. Some of you, I'm not looking at anyone. I'm going to close my eyes. Some of you went to the Sav Rishon, whatever it was called. You went there. Be like, what are you doing here? You can't be in our army. We don't want you in the army, you know? No. There are so many guys who've been in this scenario and like they were excelled in such an amazing way. So my bracha to you, as we join Chanukah, Mirtz Hashem, I should have the schus of teaching you next week as well, another message for Chanukah. But this Chanukah message is the sparks of Chanukah. The idea of what Chanukah brings. The moving forward of saying, yes, I am somebody. Chanukah taught us that we are all somebodies. And look what a few Maccabim were able to do, the Maccabees were able to do. Maccabees, not beats. They were able to do. We rededicate the Beis HaMikdash in a way that was Mahadrim and Mahadrim. All because of a few good people. That's what you are, modern day Maccabees. We should be zoicha to have the true Chanukos HaMizbeach this year with B.S. Goyal Tzedek v'meheru v'yameinu. Amen.